Gas prices continue to climb because of the conflict in Iran. Gas prices topping $5 a gallon for some on the West Coast and in the Midwest.
And there's a new plan today to help oil tankers safely exit the Strait of Hormuz. ABC's Lionel Moise reports in New York.
New reports of a tanker hit by projectiles near the Strait of Hormuz hours after another vessel was reportedly attacked by small boats. The incident's coming as President Trump announces Project Freedom, a U.S. military plan starting today that will offer what's being described as a defensive umbrella. ABC News senior Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez.
A defensive shield would essentially provide cover, air cover, some kind of ballistic missile defense for any ships transiting through or out of the Strait of Hormuz, without actually the U.S. providing any escort ships like destroyers.
Ships have been stuck, unwilling to move because of safety concerns, but also because insurance companies have refused to insure them.
It's possible this is exactly what will soothe the concerns from those insurance companies, but the real concern for them is just these mines. They're not sure where these mines may be.
Peace talks are at a deadlock. President Trump calling Iran's new proposal unacceptable, the plan reportedly calling for the U.S. to lift the naval blockade and sanctions, but making no mention of ending its nuclear program.
I used to fill up twice a month. Now I try to drive a little less. It's kind of a pain.
Here at home, the national average of gas is now $4.45 a gallon. The West Coast already paying well over $5. Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio are approaching that mark. The president dismissing critics on affordability and rising prices amid the war.
I come into office and I say, wow, look at how high these prices are. And the Democrats start screaming, affordability, affordability. They're the ones that caused the problem. I'll tell you one thing. They got one good line of.
Experts are warning of a second wave of war-related inflation, which could see groceries, medicine, beauty products, and clothing get even more expensive.